Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and this is True Religion Radio, where we discuss the true principles of Jesus Christ, and we compare and contrast with things that aren't true, or partially true, or just a little bit true, or absolutely false. And as I said, welcome. So today we're going to talk about something that really mankind has been discussing since its beginning, which is the pleasure-pain paradox. Now, when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Gethsemane, they couldn't experience pain. And they couldn't experience what happens if you make wrong choices, because it was paradise, right? It's like being in heaven. And, of course, Satan tempted him, said, look, take the fruit of this tree of knowledge of good and evil. You become like God, and you'll know the difference between good and evil. Wasn't a lie, by the way. But he did tell him, and you will not die, which was a lie. So long story short is they partook and they fell. And as a result, we are. If they had stayed in the Garden of Eden, we would have never, ever had the opportunity to go through these experiences. But the reality is, remember this, they fell so that we could be. And Jesus Christ, of course, died and suffered so that we can be redeemed. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this pleasure-pain paradox. And if you go and look at ancient Greek philosophers, you'll see Aristotle was very good at explaining it, believing that you had to find a fine balance between pleasure and pain and not let pleasure govern your life. Of course, we have the Epicureans, basically the same. We have the Stoics, basically the same. Democritus, who was a hedonist, which means his philosophy was eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, also believed in the pleasure-pain paradox, which is ironic. Now, hedonism is the wanton submission to the desires of the flesh, to the desires of the human body, regardless of consequence. See, every man is made up of two parts. You've got the spirit, which came from God, and you have the body, which came from the earth. The body's corrupt. The spirit was not corrupt. And if it becomes corrupt, it's through our own free will. And if we don't learn, right, then that corruption has to be purged from us in the next life. So let's talk about that a second. Let's talk about the pleasure-pain paradox. When I was in the Air Force, there were people that would throw keggers every night. Every night, there was a party where you can go in and, you know, everybody would contribute. You all sat around, drank beer, and watched football games, right? Well, there's a consequence to that pleasure. Those that indulged or overindulged found themselves praying to the porcelain god, as we used to say. In other words, puking their brains out. That's not fun. That's not pleasurable. So look at the amount of time that they had pleasure, right? Which, to them, being drunk is pleasurable, right? Couple hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, who knows? But look at the price they paid. Alcohol poisoning, right? Puking, praying to the porcelain god, headaches, hangovers the next day, lasting all day. And I used to see these guys coming to work with their hangovers, and I think, dude, seriously, was it worth it? And the answer, of course, was no. So why did they indulge? Well, they indulged because they submitted to the will of other hedonists and also to the will of that devil that seeks to destroy their souls. And as a result, they were filled with regret, ongoing pain, a behavior that became addictive and to the point really where they were slaves to it. And the only way to get out of that, seriously, is to humble yourself and to recognize that it's bigger than you. Alcoholism is bigger than you are. The reason why AA works is because it teaches people to acknowledge that. To acknowledge that there's no way that you're going to overcome it on your own. You need God. Now, I can tell you, I know individuals who've literally prayed their alcoholism away and never had to deal with it again. But that's kind of unusual. Most of the people that I know that have recovered, it's a battle. And all I can tell you is that if you humble yourself before God and ask Him to deliver you from that addiction, and sincerity, acknowledge your nothingness, acknowledge all the things you've done since you were drunk, then you're going to put yourself in a position where you can start all over again. That's all you can ask for, really. And then the Lord won't charge you with all the things that happen because of your choice. That's part of his atonement, paying the price for your bad choices, right? Now, there's other forms of hedonism. Let's talk about pornography, right? Pornography, the individual, married will say, or even unmarried, decides that he can indulge in viewing pornography without consequence. The reality is, there's a consequence every time you look at it. The consequence is, deep down inside, you just feel dirty. You feel disconnected from God. And Jesus Christ said, "He that looketh on a woman to lust upon her shall deny the faith." And of course, the spirit will leave that individual. Which means now, all of a sudden, you just lost your best friend, which is the Holy Ghost. And by the way, if you are worthy of the Holy Ghost, then you would also be worthy of walking with Jesus Christ. Why would you want to lose that? More importantly, if you have a relationship and you become addicted to pornography, then you're going to destroy that relationship. No way around it. You can't build a relationship on sex. You can't build a relationship on selfish pleasure. That's what hedonism is, a focus on yourself without regard for the needs, the desires, or the wants of other individuals. And trust me when I tell you, those desires become more and more corrupt the more you indulge in those things. Look at the problems that we see with these individuals that are being exposed right now. Their corruptions become more and more heinous. Why? Because they literally have submitted themselves to the will of the devil, and it's the devil's desire to drag them down to hell with the worst crimes imaginable. You don't have to go there. You can go to the Lord, you can go to Jesus Christ, admit your addiction, and ask him to help you to overcome it. And if you do that, and if you're sincere, if you have a broken heart, contrite spirit, admit everything, acknowledge the consequences, then he can heal you. But you have to go to him and ask for strength and ask for his help and be sincere about it. Now, there's other forms of hedonism that will destroy you. Think about gambling, right? The individual, I grew up in a grocery store. People would come in and buy lottery tickets. And I would see them choose between buying milk for their family or buying bread or buying a lottery ticket. And I'm telling you, you can just see it on their face, the agony and the misery. Why? Because of their hedonism, they had found themselves subject to the will of the devil. And their body and their soul were bound in chains. And because of that, they continued to take money that belonged to their families, that belonged to their spouses, and they used it for pleasure. But remember, every pleasure has pain associated with it, and the pain eventually becomes so overwhelming that some of these individuals destroy themselves. Many do, because they lose hope. They don't think there's any way out. And I'm here to tell you, there's always hope. The hope is always Jesus Christ. Now, I'm telling you this. If you have a problem with hedonism, if you have a problem with an addiction, regardless of what it is, drugs, pornography, corruption in any way, shape, or form, if you go to the Lord in humble sincerity, if you put forth the effort, and one of the things I'm going to strongly recommend you do is read the scriptures. Read the Bible. Read the scriptures. And read and pray and ask the Lord to strengthen you and help you to overcome those addictions. He will. And I promise you that he will heal you and he will take the consequences of your choices on him. And the beauty of that is you're free. You have a blank slate, the chains fall off, and now you can live a good life, finding joy and happiness in good things instead of in corruption, which all corruption does is just increases your eternal debt. It just puts your bank account in a negative balance. Because we all know that if we focus on ourselves, then we're ignoring the needs of others, which is the number one commandment, right? Jesus Christ gave us. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Love the neighbor as thyself, right? You can't love anybody if you don't love yourself. You can't love anybody if you submit to the will of the devil instead of submitting to what you know is right. This is Paul Drockton. God bless my friends and have a great day.